person, honorable members, for the period under the review, the department was able to meet fully 65% of its target, while 19% of partially met and 15% of not met. This picture will hold correct for forward to the second, third, and the fourth quarter. With your permission, Chair, may I now hand over first to the CFO to start with what was left by the NAFTA, or the first mistake of the chairman to take us through the presentation.
There were two issues that came up with regards to the minister's travel in accommodation.
Just let me apologize for this technical assistance. But members, I hope they do have their
So with regard to the ministry, the total budget for the travel for the 2016 was 21 million of the 13.8 million was domestic travel and then 7.3 million was for travel. That makes up 41% of the total budget of the ministry. The rest is in terms of the compensation. The other issue was regards to the corporate services and particularly communications budget. That budget, particularly the goods and services budget, is broken into marketing of 8.6 million and promotional material of 13 million, which then 22 million that represents 17% of the goods and services for program one in terms of communication costs. Thank you, Chair.
I will take that remember many a time decided to listen to the entire presentation before they ask questions. But if there's a need to ask clarification immediately, that can be done. I think question should be asked, because it was brought up in the last meeting, and I think they are interested. So that's the only thing I want to say, so allow the people to ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Can the slide be asked?
Okay, no, it's fine, but what I wanted to do.
maybe can I come and just ask the question even if the thing is not there. I was not here in the meeting last week, so I'm not so sure whether my question was covered, because my question is on the issue that I was hoping that maybe it would indicate the period of the amount stated in terms of the traveling and accommodation, because it would give a sense on a person, or this is what has been used at this period, whether if it's a financial year, it's an annual amount that has been used, or else it's just something that has been used in a period of 3 months. That's what I'm asking for, Chairperson. Can they explain the period, or at least briefly give us that? In what period did they use that amount of 13.8 million? Especially for the foreign, the 13.8 is the foreign. Yes. But I was not in the last week meeting. If it was addressed last week, then I would have it.
The actual question you're raising is the issue that even if it was a matter arising from a report, which means they could have carried us today with the background and not direct to the what we had asked, because now we don't have that particular document. And the question is, the answer is specific and is not carrying along so that we are able to research. But before I give them, Honorable, we think we still have another question. They are looking after the two questions by the whip and the Honorable Bull.
Chairperson, my understanding is that we did the first quarter and then we did second, third, and fourth quarters all together. So I'm presuming that this was the annual, was for the year. But my question is based on that. So I don't know if you'd like me to continue with my question.
Well, let me ask them to answer the two questions first, and so that you don't answer for them. And then after that, the discussion and questions will be directed to the whole details, whether it's annual or what is, and a full explanation, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those amounts that you presented there was represent the full year for 2015. Because the question came from the breakdown in terms of when we presented the Program 1 administration, when we presented the sub-program ministry, the question was what was the travel expenditure for the ministry. And we indicated that because the expenditure for the ministry was high, indicated that a large portion of that is travel for the ministry. And Member Wilson then asked what was the travel specific expenditure for the year in that regard.
I just want us to clarify so that we can get into the actual menu.
I think what's important when it comes to this question, and even the answer has already mentioned it, and it was on a question to the Minister by the Honourable Wilson. I think what we need, the breakdown, you know, the way the honourable members are saying, and I think the department owes that, because within Parliament I don't think we reach that question. So I think it's going to be important that we know. Thank you.
I don't see a problem, because what you need to do, because that was your report that you presented to us. My request, therefore, is that please, because even if it's not in your slide now, it's in your fingertips, it's your report, to say this breakdown comes from this, and then members can engage on that. Because, yes, it's a matter of saying, you are saying the minister, the meeting, portfolio committee meeting, felt that amount was too much, and therefore you must bring us a breakdown. Can you therefore try to put that breakdown up if it happens, so that we can now
direct questions in that relation. Is that what the members are looking for? Honourable Wilson?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, indeed. I'm referring back to the question that the Honourable Malchus referred to, and that was with regard to the 12 million rand of foreign travel the year prior. And we asked very specific questions about where it was to, for what occasion, how big was the delegation, cost of hotels, travel, etc. And in her response, and we have received a written response from the minister, she could only account for 2.8 million of the 12 million. That is alarming. We now sit with a situation again of travel in the ministry, which now totals 21 million, which is the equivalent of 1,750 rand a month. Now, in any man's terms, that is an astronomical amount of travel, in any man's terms. And particularly when we've got people starving in this country. So yes, I thank you for the breakdown of domestic and foreign. But yes, we would actually like to know how is this travel being justified? Where are they going to? With who? What are the costs involved here? Are we staying in 5-star hotels? Are we staying in 3-star hotels? Are we having blue light brigades and fancy? This is important because people are starving out there. Okay, people are starving out there.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Member. Without necessarily cutting you, can I request that maybe we don't deal with that question? Because the question is directed to the Minister. And we don't want to find ourselves answering for the Minister. But can I, that's why I said that previous report is very important. Because what I remember you, Department, saying as a chair was that one, the traveling is not only for the minister, but is also for the deputy minister, as well as specific needs that relate to the deputy minister. And the work that you tried to articulate, I think you were talking about what reports in New York, etc. So this is what Kamakwaza we are looking for. Mm. That please, let's not focus on the question. Let us report as a department. Because when we want to invite the minister as this portfolio committee and ask these questions from the minister, definitely the portfolio committee has that right. But we can only do that when we have heard from you, because I've said not once that you are accounting to us, not the minister. But as you account to us, if we feel we don't get each other properly, we then proceed to the executive authority. At this level, we are still dealing with you to give us what is being asked to do, where was this traveling, what was being done, I'm getting this question very clear, what was being done, who traveled there, etc. In fact, that is key to us, Honorable Toletti.
I think the person you are right to say, let us leave this matter and not get it into details, because I don't know, I'm going to do this if you correct me. Because to start with, I was not aware that this is a question that has been asked in another platform, where the minister has to go and answer in that platform, which is the platform of the House. And that's the only time where the minister will be able to answer all the questions that are asked by the Honourable Member. And if the Honourable Member is not satisfied with the answers that will be provided at that time, like she is not satisfied, then the platform will give her an opportunity still to further ask a further question in the response of the Minister. So I really didn't know. But as much as it's a good information for all of us to look at it, but I think really the platform that we are in now, we should just not get into that much detail, because she still has to answer in the House on that question.
Earlier on, Honourable Colleague, I wanted to give back
with the approach that is to say we were dealing with the minister's request. I can tell you we were being given a financial report by the CFO, and in that we came to, because we were dealing with program one and finances relating to that, and therefore we were asking why is it so much. Then they started to break it down. But to avoid any confusion, I would want us to do our work. But I'm open to correction. Our work is to interrogate and scrutinize what they have put forward as their response. That's what we are looking for. Not, we are not looking for the minister. We have said minister has got her way of accounting. Accounting to members as per written letters, written questions, oral questions, and if Tina, we are not satisfied with the official's report, we also, as the portfolio committee, will take another route of inviting the minister to say, your officials are not specific about this one, but please, Kamakwaza, if you could be specific that, because there it doesn't specify, if you can see CFO, that how much has been spent on each of the EAs of the executive authority. How much has been spent on the deputy minister? How much has been spent on the minister? How much has been spent on other categories that are allowed to go there? Because I do know in terms of administration, you receive a request. It explains why the journey is to be undertaken. It also stipulates the rationale why that particular executive is going, as well as those who must accompany it. So I don't understand why we can't get that, Honorable Solis, and then we will take it further from an existing, because this is in your report. If I'm mistaken, you will say that freely. If you say, no, Makapa, this is not supposed to be part of our report, I will agree, if it's supposed to. Can we give you chair?
Chair. It becomes a bit difficult right now for us to go deeper onto this, because maybe we must have misunderstood the question last time when we were here. We thought we were supposed to give the total picture of what has taken place within the ministry on the issue that we're supposed to, so domestic vis-a-vis the international. So now if then we need to unpack it further, I will need to be given a chance again to go and do it and look into it and how things are, and give the reason why the trip was taken. Because for the minister and the deputy minister, for them to take an international trip, the president has got to confirm that. They cannot leave without the consent of the deputy minister. They will be a reason in any way for them to leave the country. So we can be able to provide that. We cannot be able to do it offhand right now because we are preparing for this one. We thought the understanding was what we have given as we have given. Can we, I request.
I do agree with you, but I think in future when we give reports, we must give full account of what is taking place. Because, acting DG, if this is my boss and somebody else, us going out for an oversight, we decide, because whoever is going to agree, whether it's the speaker or it's the chair of chairs, but she has to present the case to the chair of chairs that this portfolio committee has the mandate to go and investigate a particular case. And in that regard, all members of the portfolio committee will cost us so much, and the benefit to the parliament when we come back will be that. So I'm saying this for the first time, and I am therefore
splitting with the meeting to allow us to proceed and leave this matter, because the Honorable Wilson has got a question, and the Honorable Member, we don't want to interfere with your interaction with the Minister, which is your mandate as a member of this committee. That matter resides with you and the Minister. So if you are not satisfied with the current response, you still, as a member of the Portfolio Committee, have a right to further write and say, I'm still having these outstanding questions. Because we have to write to you, we have to write to her. So can I plead that we proceed with the next report and leave this area grey as it is? I don't know what the Honorable Dilip and Solesi.
I actually want to agree with you, because the way you're putting it, Honorable Chairperson, is the way it should be done. Because I was wondering if the department can't just put in the impact, like, you know, the impact these visits had with on the community, and even the draws overseas, you know, the impact that it will have on the community itself. I agree with you that we look at it as a later
stage. The rationale and demanding, Honorable Solesi.
Listen, I agree with you, but the point that I want to raise is, let's give them a time frame. When should they give their report to your office, so that you send it to us? Then in our next meeting, we know that we just buried all of this matter. We conclude with it. That's the only thing that I want us to do.
I'm happy when you say we had agreed that when we have a recommendation, we must put time frames so that we don't trail a lot of things without clarity. Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. I'm quite happy with the resolution. I think we need more detail on it. I'm quite happy if we can get a thing. I just, having said that, one of the things we discussed at the last meeting was there was a $24 million environment on Program 1 under the Ministry for Travel and Expenditure. Okay, now you spend $21 million according to here on domestic and foreign travel. Can we just have an understanding then how you justified the $24 million environment in that report, please, when you come back with the other report? Thank you.
That is an amendment. Can we then proceed? CFO, just use that part, or it is in Program 1, it's under administration, which means now expenses that relate to the office of the minister and that of the deputy minister, and then you proceed with other matters. I think one of the members are on board. Yes? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Was it the only matter that was outstanding? So it's going to go to communication now, or are you also postponing communication?
No, we are not postponing communication. Mm-hmm. I understand that the question was on the ministry and
on the communication. Mm-hmm. Then proceed. Mama Wilson?
On the slide, Chair, if I could just get, there was 13.4 million spent on materials and 8.6 million rand on marketing. Thank you.
Can you read the slide, please? Pardon? Later on. Mm-hmm. But members, I have a difficulty to participate because it is not within the report.
Mm-hmm. Is it coming up there?
Yeah. If it does, then okay. But see, in our own report, mm-hmm. when Auditor General deals with our report, we will have dealt with something that was not part of the document. Please ensure that the Secretary receives it. But it should not only be there, but talk to it now. You are free, Digit, to actually respond when you are a team. If one of your generals as a leader is still a little bit unable to continue,
Thank you so much, Honourable Chair, Honourable Member. Now we are afraid to touch this and take this off, and if we go back to take this court from there to this side, and then we go back and run away from the two government. I think Mama Wilson has just confirmed what she wanted to hear on the communication, and the CFO confirmed it, and Mama Wilson shook her head in agreement or that she understands. So I'm not too sure whether is there any other question that is going on to the room. I thought it was dealt with.
Verify. You were, Honourable Member, you were confirming that it was dealt with, mm-hmm. and then it has been brought. Mm-hmm. So let's verify and then go ahead. Honourable, thank you very much for coming. You will catch up, Honourable, so that he was also on another mission. You also continue where understanding what we do. You are welcome.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you, Honourable Chairperson, and Honourable Members, and to the advisor of the Minister, to NPDG, and the colleagues. Good morning. As per the invite, we have been asked to come and present the performance of the Department for the period 1st of April until the date of June of the current financial year. So we'll be taking the committee through that. The DG has in his opening remarks noted that we'll give the outline of presentation and some for the purpose and the state of the debt. We know the priorities, they still remain as they are because these are the priorities which the department and the social development sector as a whole has committed itself to until the end of the medium-term strategy framework, the MTSF. They still remain as we always been noting them. In presenting as usual the performance as according to the budget structure in terms of how we have performed the program. So the program 1 is one of them, program 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so the CFO would give details on the expenditure on the areas that I may not be able to give the detail, but as the DG has said, noting the questions that they asked, probably we'll be starting now to give much more finer detail in terms of unpacking exactly what has gone in terms of the financing of the program. As you will see that we just no longer just say this is how on program 1, but to say exactly within the program what then went to corporate services and so forth, and expect it much more in detail. Coming then to the overall performance of the department for the period under review, for the first quarter, the department had met 65% of its target and about 90% of the target was still in progress or were not fully met, and it was 15% of the target that were not met at all. I'll then give the detail. I remember as well there was a question asked as to say once you present these percentages, maybe in future we might want to go down and say how many targets were there. Mm-hmm. For the first quarter, the targets that we had set for ourselves were 103 targets. So we had met 65% of the 103 targets, as I've indicated. But also going forward, we will give, I made a commitment to the Secretariat that I will also try and give a much more finite detail by program to say program and how many targets did it have. But I just wanted to give this overall picture right now that on the first quarter, in terms of the APP, all the programs, there were about 103 targets that we had, and as I said in the book, we had met 65% of them, and 80% were in progress, and on the 15% that were not achieved. In terms of expenditure, the department, by the end of the first quarter, has spent about 24% in terms of its budget for the period of review that is by end of June 2016. You will note in terms of the program, in terms of expenditure, the program, it's program 4, you note that there's a a growing underspending, which is by end of June, it was only about 8.5% of the budget to spend. But you know that this is as a result of the transfers that had not yet occurred by end of June, because it's just the beginning of the year, and we did indicate, even if you compare this quarter and compared to quarter 3 and 4, if you notice some of our low expenditures, it was because we had then applied some of the rigorous measures, such as issues of compliance, to some of the organizations and people that you receive the fund. But I'm sure the Chief Financial Officer will give more details regarding the understanding, but in some of the areas we did provide details. Moving then to the program one, on strategy, development and business agenda, we had some of the targets. One of them was to construct fund community care centers. I'm sure we are using some of the funds from the international donors, and I'm sure the CFO can provide more details. And by end of the first quarter, they were completed. We had already completed 5 community care centers. These are in the following areas: the Hot Morico, Elans Ron, Chastan, Ulubu, Kutuwe. And these were the areas where these ECDs or 5 community care centers had been built by end of the first quarter, with the package as well of integrating gender into some of the policies within the department. This was the customer care services documents in which the gender was being integrated within their documents. On communication, we had a target of having 5,000 new followers on social media, and this was fully achieved. And also to host the public participation events for both minister and the deputy minister, we targeted 6 each, and this was fully achieved. And the minister had 13, whilst the deputy minister had 10. On M&E and legal services, one of the targets, as part of the requirements of the Department of Performance Monitoring Evaluation, is for us to develop the set of indicators for the staff outcomes, and this was done by end of the financial year. Also, the note that we've always been having the vetting system for the legal services in terms of our contracts. So the target was to have 98% of contracts vetted, and this was done as the legal services unit had received 19 during the period of that review, and all of those were able to be vetted through the management system that has been developed. On finance, we had a target as well. We have a target annually to have an unqualified audit report, and as part of doing that, by end of the period, by end of June, or specifically the 31st of May, the department will submit our annual financial statements, which were submitted to the Audit General and National Treasury, and this is making sure that we are able to have our unqualified audit. Moving to IT, one of the targets was to upgrade NISIS as another target, to include community profile. By the quarterly target towards that was to design and develop the prototypes for NISIS, and this was done as those prototypes have been signed and approved. They also have a target to design and develop the prototype for the following modules, that is specifically for child protection registers as well as assistive care, and both of those prototypes were approved and designed for both child protection register as well as the alternative care. In terms of the expenditure relating to administration, we have spent 30.8% by end of the first quarter. The breakdown in terms of where money was spent, you see these are some of the program one is ministry, the Department of Management, which includes executives, the DG's office and so forth, corporate services, finance, digital audit, as well as accommodation. This is a breakdown that I was saying that we were able to provide, which gives more detail in terms of within the corporate management, what goes where. You will note in terms of the expenditures, the IT unit that you should spend, because it has about 77% as well as legal services. The details then are there for the IT, the overspending which appears is as a result of the related invoices that we pay to the information technology licenses, which is Microsoft and the Cisco services. And these are just for the financial year, these are not just for the quarter. So you already paid fully for the duration of this current financial year. In terms of goods and services, the 43% spending, and this relates to the invoices paid for the IT, as I said before, The first quarter is an agreement for office accommodation as well to public works to pay the departmental services. We also some of the costs relating to the 43%. Moving to problem two, social assistance. This is about transfer to the grant. I think all of these were fully met, and I'm sure members will note that we did not fully meet our target relating to the child support grant as well as the disability, as there was a slight decline in terms of the target of 12.1, but we only managed to have 11.9 million of children. This was not fully met, and also we did the disability grant. And I did indicate that the fact that we did not meet fully on disability grant is because, as you said, the strict measures that have been applied by SASA in terms of people being assessed and qualified for disability grant. Moving to program two, all other grants were able to be fully met. In terms of the expenditure on program two, we have spent about 24.4%. And you note in terms of the best of the breakdown is quite effective. Moving to program three, on social security policy and administration. Starting with the appeals adjudication, we had a target for the first quarter to adjudicate 50% of appeals within 90 days, and this was fully met. We also had a target of making sure 100% of appeals that were received from SASA with full records are able to be adjudicated within 90 days as well, and this was fully met. And of the 477 received appeals, all of them were able to be adjudicated within the 90 days. In terms of the expenditure relating to program three, the program has spent 2.5% of the expenditure. You can see in terms of the economic classification, where is most of the money, as I did indicate, the transfer has not yet happened by this time, but I'm sure the PFO can give much more details regarding that. There's an underspending, as we note, on the goods and services. The slow expenditure is mainly related to projects that are being finalized in the third quarter, and so that's why there's that problem. There's very little litigation cases that have been reported in the third quarter of the financial year. That's why then there are those low expenditures. Moving to the welfare services, policy development and administration. One, some of the targets for the first quarter to develop in terms of reference for the technical working with technical team relating to the conclusion regarding the white paper on social welfare, and by end of the first quarter we developed in terms of reference, and but over and above that the ministerial task team for the white paper has been established. Also, we had a target to develop a demand and supply model for social service professionals. And this has been done because in terms of the first quarter package was for us to collect data. The data has been collected in Buffalo City municipality in this case, and also over and above that we developed the framework for the demand supply model. Another package was to develop the draft implementation plan relating to the recruitment and retention strategy for social service professionals for approval, and by end of the first quarter this was done as we developed as the draft implementation plan has been concluded. On services relating to older persons as well as early childhood development, the first target was consultation meetings. We had to have for hosting programs, I understand that it's Limpopo, where we'll be having our active aging games. And the first consultations were held, of course, by the 30th of June, and these were concluded. And we developed a concept document on the National Active Aging Program for older persons. Related on the target relating to early childhood development, we have another target for aligning ECD program of action to the ECD policy, and by end of the first quarter, a workshop was conducted for alignment of the program of action and towards the ECD policy, which has led to the development of an integrated intervention plan. And this has assisted to identify key policy positions for the alignment of the program of action to the ECD policy, as I indicated. We also had a target relating to ECD as well to align the regulatory framework to the early childhood development policy. And for the first quarter, what we seek to do was to identify policy positions for the alignment of the regulatory framework. And this was done as key policy positions have been identified for the alignment to the regulatory framework. Number four. forward to services, relating to children services, orphans and vulnerable children, where the target first relating to the children's court. In one, we have to raise 100% of adoptions that we have received from the children's court with complete records. Of the 257 that we have received, we have met all of them. The total adoptions by end of the first quarter was 296. And this is constituted by 257 national adoptions and 89 intercommunal adoptions that we are able to register. Also, we had a target relating to the amendment of the Children's Act considered, and which was this portfolio committee that had approved the Children's Amendment Bill and Second Amendment Bill by the 20th of April 2016. Also, we had a target to conduct a judicial review, this relating to the policy framework on foster care, and by end of the first quarter, the judicial review has been completed or conducted. Also relating to development of child care and protection policy, the department was able to have consultations with the South African Law Reform Commission, as well as these were held on the 5th of April 2015. These were done in order to address policy options relating to unmarried fathers, artificial insemination, as well as child protection. We also have a target to submit the combined report on regional obligations to the AU structure. And by end of the first quarter, the first draft report has been developed. Still under Program 4 on social crime prevention as well as victim empowerment, we had a target to consolidate the draft policy framework on accreditation of diversion services, and this was fully met. The target was fully met. And also another target was to provide, conduct training on capability on therapeutic programs, and these were conducted in 5 provinces. The target was 3 provinces, but by end of the first quarter, we had done it in Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Northwest, and West Gauteng, and these provinces have received the training on therapeutic programs. We also had a target to consult on the bill with relevant stakeholders, and bilateral consultation sessions were held with the Department of Justice, the Department of Women, as well as the Commissioner for Gender Equality. We, relating to the department in terms of the annual target to develop operating policy guidelines for social sector academies, the draft operating policy has been developed, and also we had a target relating to services on families. We wanted to have consultations with 3 provinces for input, and this is for us to have an approved strategy on families facing imminent risk of removal of a family member. And by end of the first quarter, consultations were done in the 3 provinces. These are the Gauteng, the state, as well as the Mpumalanga province. On substance abuse services, we have a target by end of the first quarter to develop a draft national drug master plan, and by end of the first quarter, this was reviewed and developed. Relating to services on HIV/AIDS, we had a target to conduct capacity building and training or specific organization on psychosocial support programs, and this target was fully met. We also had a target to do training on 120 community-based organizations on community-based interventions monitoring systems and systems, and this was overachieved, as more than 120 to 132 of the CPO special training systems. We also had a target, first quarter target, to train 50 implementers on social behavior change, and this was overachieved as 131 implementers to train on social behavior change. In terms of the expenditure relating to quarter 4, I noted from the beginning that this is one problem where there's huge amount of under expenditure is clearing, and I think in case it is, as you see, it is mainly as a result of the transfers and some of the problems that will open that will only take place during the third and the fourth quarter, such as the OTA. The old persons in the new terms is only to place in December and so forth. But I did indicate that the CFO will provide more details. But it's clear in some of the economic classification, it is still 0% expenditure, and I did say it's because of the transfer that has not taken place by end of the program. The last program is social policy as well as the integrated service delivery. We had a target relating to non-profit organizations to conduct NPO national roadshows in 25 local municipalities and this was fully met, and 31 NPO roadshows, national roadshows have been conducted in 26 municipalities. We also had a target relating to training of NPOs for the quarter. The annual target is 3,000 for the first quarter. We have broken down, it's only 900 that we have targeted. This was fully met, as 1,007 NPOs were trained on governance as well as compliance in relation to the NPO Act. We also had a target to process 95% of NPO reports within 2 months. This was fully achieved, as 95% of all those were received were able to be processed within the stipulated time. Still on NPO, we have a target of attempt to extend consultation on GST sector financing policy in all programs. And for the quarter, we wanted to conduct sector consultations in 3 provinces, and this was all achieved, as it was 7 provinces where the department were able to conduct sector consultations. We also had a target to consult with the relevant stakeholders relating to the draft bill on NPO Act to Parliament, and all the relevant stakeholders we consulted, which includes 3 different NPO forums in the 3 different provinces, which is Limpopo, Gauteng, as well as the Northwest. On community development and empowerment, we had a target to facilitate the implementation of norms and standards for community development, and the target was fully met, as the norms and standards for community development implementation has been facilitated by end of the of June 2015. We, relating to community mobilization and empowerment guidelines, we decided to develop a concept note, and a 0 concept note has been developed by end of the first quarter. Still on community development and empowerment, we had decided to facilitate implementation norms and standards for community development, and this was fully met, the target was fully met. We also decided to draft guidelines on implementation of community development interventions. For the first quarter, we had decided to just to conduct a desktop review, and this was done, honorable members. On the other programs relating to community outreach program, we wanted by the end of the first quarter to have registered 25 of the wards, but this was fully met, as 182 wards registered through community outreach programs that the department members got. Relating to services, relating to youth, we had a target towards drafting the youth mobilization guidelines. The target for the first quarter was to conduct the top research and draft the concept document, and this was fully met, and the mobilization documents have been reviewed, and the drafts are available, and this includes the youth month, youth camp, concept notes that have been developed and are in place. On reviewing the guidelines on youth structures, so for the first quarter, the target was to develop a desktop research and on the existing guidelines, and this has been fully met. We also had a target towards linking of cooperative to economic opportunities within the sector. This is a framework that we committed to do as an annual target, and during the first quarter, a draft framework has been developed. On development of framework for women empowerment for the social sector, we have, by end of the first quarter, a draft framework to this regard has been developed. Also, we have a target relating to food and nutrition security plan, which we wanted to facilitate its implementation in all the 9 provinces. And for the first quarter, we wanted to have consultation sessions on the integrated food and nutrition security plan. And then this was done as national workshop was held, where there was a presentation of the food and nutrition security plan. And this was done in June 2016 at Kopanong. On the expenditure by end of June, that is the period under review, the department or relating to the program has spent 41% of its budget, and the economic classification, as you can see, only community development that seems to have underspent as compared to other programs. And the details, as I indicate, I'll give to the CFO, maybe just to highlight some of the areas in the program that are presented. But in terms of the performance report, this way it ends, as I did indicate, for the end of the first quarter. For the first quarter, the department had 103 targets, and we had met 55% of those. And I did indicate to say, subsequent to this presentation, I will then be sending to your office to present the details in terms of what your target for each program. And I have those details, and make sure that going forward, they become part of the presentation. Thank you.
Is this not your meeting or my meeting? Can I consult whether members want us to
proceed and then ask questions, or they would want to interact with the current issues. I don't know, I'll be guided by the House.
Should
we proceed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You are fine.
Thank you. Just to start to the overall expenditure, what we see in terms of the expenditure for the year, especially for this quarter, is very low spending in the first quarter. We're dealing mostly with your mandatory costs in the first quarter with regards to your in particular IT, you look at your license fees for the full year. And as we've seen in the full year presentation that we made last week, our transfers are mainly around quarter 2 and 4. That's where we make most of the transfers. The only transfers we will see in this quarter is the normal transfers that we make to SASA and the ADA. And the major expenditure item is mainly on compensation for the system, because invoices paid are mainly for your accrual of the previous financial year that you made the payment in the first quarter. So it tends to be a slow spending quarter.
You can't put words in your mouth. I think you are saying, at the early stages, you say the things that you have submitted, we have complied, and then as they continue to comply, you begin to transfer. So that's why your spending becomes more as you go deeper into the year. Do I understand you? Okay. So, do you have any other things before we open it to the House? Okay. Then I will await him. Honorable Lucy, no other hands so far. In that arrangement.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the presentation. I'm going to go up numbered slides, so it'll probably make it easier. I'm going to go back to slide 12 and the on the expenditure per program, particularly program 4, the 8.53%. We saw this in the last first quarterly report as well, but it always alarms me, because a lot of this is NPOs that are not yet financed. Okay, now we know a lot of the NPOs are paid quarterly, and without those payments, they cannot continue to function. They are entirely dependent on funding. Are we not jeopardizing NPOs in this situation? My next question is on slide 18.
Okay, can I please give it to you to see?
It may.
Thank you.
I'm just going to the design and development of the prototype for NESIS and the Child Protection Register. We've had a Child Protection Register for a long time, and yet we're now redesigning and doing a prototype for the Child Protection Register and alternative care. Why is this changing? Was it not there before? And if it wasn't there before, how have we been functioning the Child Protection Register? And on page 20, my favorite subject, Program 1, the Ministry. I see that it's number slide 20. program one under the ministry. In the first quarter, we're already sitting on 47.58% of the budget, almost 50% of the budget for the first quarter alone, which means we are, I presume, going to expect another virement this year. Or have we really cut the travel? And on page 20, is that, would you like me to stop this yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do now too.
Hello, let me just, the last one where the CFO was saying, on the first quarter they experienced the low spending as per the norm. But then I just want an explanation on that, because as far as I know from the a street person like myself, and then a lean person like myself, when you go to page 11, it says the actual expenditure for the first quarter of 2016-2017 is sitting at 24.3%. And as per the spending norm, they are right where they are supposed to be, because it's supposed to be 25% that is spent per head. In my little understanding, I'm not a CFO, but the other thing that I have to say, now it becomes contrary to what he's saying, that they have experienced a low spending. Can you perhaps explain that? Because on that page, if I look at that, I would say, where I'm sitting, congratulations, because you are right on the spending law. But now he comes and says, there's a low spending. Were they anticipating to overspend more than what they were supposed to spend here, as per the norm, the spending norm now? Were they anticipating to have spent maybe 50% in a first quarter, in a first quarter? So can we explain that? Because I really, that statement is not really fit well with me. Whether it is correct, because the spending, suppose they are on point as per the spending. Mm-hmm. I was going to congratulate him. But now he's saying, I'm not going to congratulate him because he's saying it's a low spending. I can't congratulate him because he's saying it's a low spending. Even if I wanted to, I can't now. The second one, Chapitin, is on the issue. I'm really passionate about the issue on program 4, the issue of the transfers, NFAS, HIV, AIDS organizations were not paid on time. That's why there is a little bit of the transfer, the money that was supposed to be transferred on that one. I'm passionate on the issue because, as you can see on the street now, there's a lot of going on with the university on the issue of NFAS. Can they really explain to us why they're late, or they're going to do late, why they're little, why a lot of our children are really looking for that opportunity? Because those children who are there, even they are social workers and everybody, they are on the street as we are speaking. But our own departments are really failing to meet the requirement of transfer. I don't know where they transfer it, whether they transfer it to the NEFAS whatever person, or they transfer it to the higher education. But now the person who is at the GIST now is the higher education, yet those who are supposed to assist higher education not to see themselves where they are not doing what they are supposed to, including HIV is a priority. I think, if I can cite an example, in the Free State there's a case where the MC was taken to court by the organization, because one of the things, care whatever, people were not paid, the antiretrovirals, they don't get them in the clinics, whatever, but I'm just saying, if those issues are a priority to me. With the NPOs, partly I would understand the issue of compliance. Sometimes we don't transfer to NPOs because of the issue of compliance. But I would really want you to hear it from them. The last question, Chikosin, it might not exactly be on the issue of the total report, but it's on the issue of their objectives, the strategic objectives. They've really stated their priorities for the period 2014 to 2019. We are almost on the midterm now. Next year we'll be in the midterm, which is 3 years if I remember. We are on the midterm already. Next year we have. But then when I was reading the report and trying to make whatever that I was making in my mind, whether you call it to be correlating or linked and all those things, I would really want them, although they might not have it today, but I would really want on their strategic priorities to outline to this portfolio committee, how far are they in making sure that they achieve that. The issue of ECD was missing, because ECD, they are still at the beginning of it, but we are almost 2 years with the priorities, the key priorities. The issue of social welfare sector reforms, when you look at them, almost all of them, I would really want the department to give us, or to just tell us, how far are they in this process? Because some of them, when you read, in fact, some of them are even missing in the report. Because my assumption would be, if your priorities should always reflect in any report that you're taking out, your priorities should reflect that this is how far I am in this one, this is, we are here, these are the problems that we are experiencing with this one. Maybe this one we have overachieved already, if they've done that, but the report really is a little bit not saying much, especially on their strategic priorities. Chapter 3. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. And just before I start with my question, I was asked yesterday, my constituency, the same question I asked you in the last meeting when it comes to our gender-based violence things that we have, that you're receiving accolades for. When will it be replicated in the other provinces? Well, someone wants to know from me, when are we going to have such a centre within the Eastern Cape? Then coming to my questions itself, it's some expenditure for the, program, expenditure on administration, because you're just a bit higher than the norm. Because you were supposed to, in that term, that quarter, spend about 25%, which means this indicates already that you will have over expenditure if you're not going to curb your expenditure there. Then I'm not sure whether you gave a reason when it comes to Program 5 on social policy and integrated service delivery, because there you are so above the norm and quite high above the norm, because you're sitting on the actual expenditure is 41,5
3%. So that is quite high, because it means that indicates to me, if you're there, it should have been, you know, in the second quarter that that is happening. Then I'm not sure whether I read something here properly. Also on administration. You know, going back to administration, I do see that, you know, where the overexpenditure is, but I think you should explain it to us, because it comes from the ministry that's already on 50%. And then when it comes to your compensation of employees, can you explain the deviation there to me? Because I'm not sure if I'm reading it properly. Is it the deviation just for that quarter, or is that what is left for the rest, you know, of the financial year? Thank you.
Obviously the NPO payments are a concern. Is it all and only about compliance? And if it is, what can and is the department doing to sort of help to focus on helping people be compliant? Because obviously we can't lose the value of those NPOs who perhaps are struggling in that area. And then looking at the training of the two provinces, and I'm sorry, I'm running from behind, so I may have just missed this. The training of the two provinces on the National Parenting Program, did you achieve this? What were the challenges? And how long is it going to take to get to all of the provinces? What is the plan there? And is that going to be okay, that time frame? And how will the effectiveness of this particular training be assessed or monitored? And are there plans to kind of revise it and you know, make sure that it's really within the mark? Thank you.
Thank you very much. And before you give these answers, can I with the permission of Honorable Toledi, amend what she asked on the issue of priority, as much as aligning those priorities with the budget priority. Mama Toledi, when you were not here last time, we have requested that instead of us coming at a level of oversighting an approved budget or whatever is there, we better ensure that we invite the department to present their plan even before they do their budget or whatever submission, so that at least we are in a position when it comes to oversight to understand that from the onset these priorities were made to be the national priorities, as we all know. As you have cited a number of priorities that they should respond to. But I think what is being asked in the main is this transformation process. Because our agenda in this country, all of us, is about transformation. And at times, we hear the department presenting, talking about a particular policy, which we did not, as a committee, interact with, so that we understand that this policy is now transforming what has been taking place. For example, I'll cite one thing at TDG, where Yabona Gamakwaza, you said to us, you were reviewing the policy on NGO funding. I think I'm correct. Yes. But now we are asking questions in relating to funding the NGOs, which means when you were funding these NGOs, you could have at least made us appreciate what have you done. Because you were having a research, you were having a lot of things, and then you went into the policy to review the policy. Now we are talking about, we don't know whether what you were reviewing has actually exposed what, and then the funding matter. All we are receiving now is at the receiving end. That is, this is how we have delayed, and then people are beginning, members are beginning to ask, is it not jeopardizing their work? Is not that and is not that? And remember, you were also having NDA given a task to train them, I'm not mistaken, to ensure that they are capable of responding to your compliance requirements. And so far, we don't understand if they still have a problem of responding to your compliance, what happened to the training? Was it effective or not? So now I'm not asking a question, but I'm trying to clarify ourselves, all of us, that the policies, for example, the ECG policy, honorable members will remember that we had raised issues in relation to current experiences on ECG, prioritization of rural communities, and targeting hotspots insofar as poverty is concerned. But now we do know this policy has been presented in the joint meeting. But we're not appraised as before we go to the next department, as a sister department, we are certified that our own protection arrangements are incorporated in that policy. I want the members to take this very, I want to humble myself in this one, that this is not a criticism per se, but it's highlighting the gap, because when at the end of the day we go and do the oversight, we will be having surprises of what is in the policy, which we want to oversight in any way we don't know about it. Niyabona nani lento zibotina apho ndibheka khona. Then I don't want you to respond to this. Maybe we'll have time and we decide as to how these plans should be provided to us. Because there is out there a program, as Honorable Soledi has raised this, what are the people saying about our policies? There is a high assessment panel that seeks to investigate in this country how far has legislation improved people's lives. And that's where we come in. If our policies have not improved, then the parliament is at fault. Because departments bring policies to us, for us to approve, bring budgets for us to approve. If the policy is not effective, the minister is not affected. If the portfolio committee that did not raise matters at an early stage with the minister, that this one is not working, this is working. So we will have to have a discussion and engagement on this. One portfolio committee, no presentation, but to engage on how best are we going to allow each other perform each other's mandate. Then we can go, I hope the office of the, I didn't acknowledge you, the advisor to the minister. I apologize, I only saw English. So it's not about that. The office of the minister is fully represented because she, of course, is in the cabinet. We know that students and outside the classroom, they need to be somewhere, although it's a cabinet being group. So we couldn't have any minister coming our side. So those are the issues. That's why I would like us, when we answer questions, we even answer other questions before they are raised, to ensure that we are broad enough, not to specific yes or no. So can you, I think you have written your question, and it's indeed they will be giving each one of you what is relevant to you.
Thanks so much, Honourable Chair, Honourable Member. We have a handful of questions. Financial questions, I'll leave it to the CFO. We'll start with them so that we can clarify things before we go to the content. The CFO is going to lead us on those. The NPOs, Mr. Municipal, because he made promises last time. On the children's side, we'll be dealing with Ms. Mbeke, Musa Mbeke will be helping us. Then SASA 10 comes in somewhere if there is a gap, if we are not answering properly on the side of the foster care. But the foster care as a content is going to be dealt with by the welfare services. Can I request the CFO to lead us?
The floor is yours, fully mandated by your committee.
Thank you, Jeff. Just with regard to the expenditure, in as much as we want to see an average spend of 25% per quarter, we actually supposed to see a higher spending. If we look at particularly in the welfare services program where we don't do any transfers, that should be an indication that the expenditure should then go much higher. But the issue is with regards to the NPOs in terms of the transfers is that we receive reports, and this has got to do with their financial years not in line with our financial years. So we receive them reports in our first quarter. We then need to go through those reports, verify, do due diligence for current NPOs, go and do site visits. Same for new NPOs if they request funding. And then we then make decisions based on all the reports and compliance issues, and then we then submit for payment, which then most of the time happen only in the second quarter. Where there are problems with NPOs, we actually do assist them to make sure that they become compliant so that we can make those transfers. With regards to the NSAS and the HIV/AIDS transfers, NSAS, the fortunate part of NSAS is that we normally have a buffer with NSAS. We normally transfer in the second and the fourth quarter almost with NSAS. So the fourth quarter normally goes through and it allows for registrations even in January. So no student is normally affected by the NSAS transfers from the department side. So we're quite well covered in that regard. With regards to the HIV/AIDS, same. None of the organizations that get the funding is affected in that regard. In terms of the travel...
Well, yeah, what about the nursing council? Is it a professional?
Social work professional council?
Because that's where we also derive a professional oversight. If you fund them or are they lacking in whatever and what strategies are taking place?
I think as my colleague mentioned in last week's meeting with the Social Professions Council, we haven't funded them in the last financial year. There were issues with them and we are still working with the Social Professions Council so that we can rectify and make transfers in that regard.
We have not engaged them, but we invited them because we wanted to understand their role in ensuring that social workers
are not ordinary workers. They continue to uphold their professional mandate over their members. But we need it to say, because this is regarded, classified as an NGO. It doesn't fall under NGO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then with regards to the...
I think they follow up on that one, what we have got for them, who clearly want to know.
Yeah.
Who's the principal of the university? And we do ask very difficult questions, unfortunately. That's what we do. What are the problems? What we want to know. What are, we don't want the situation where we see what the court has just done, that people have been struck off their profession. Why we've got all these types of community, that what's the real problem with them and the DSC and the board?
I fully agree with your question because I was leaving it for members whether they would want to follow this because I picked it up in their report. But at the same time, you've got a full-time employee there, your registrar, and your registration process. So we don't know who takes care of that or will be responsible as a portfolio committee of having social workers operating without licenses or universities that offer the training, not actually looked after by the actual professional body, but maybe we're taking it too seriously. Nina is a department, you might know that it's not that important. But Tina, we were rethinking the key to your professionals that are currently operating, that they are not found wanting. And if they are tasked, they are able to explain themselves to their body. So that question is very, very crucial. If you were still focusing about it, we can proceed to other questions because it's not for
Just to continue, as I mentioned, the transfer. In terms of the GPC command center, maybe you can just answer this in terms of why. It's actually a national line, so it won't replicate to other provinces, but services are provided in those provinces because it's a response line. It's a national call, but we respond in the provinces because we've got social workers deployed in the various districts and provinces. So when the call comes through, we can then respond and give that call through to the person on the ground closest to where that call came from. Because we've got dual location, we can actually pick up where the call is coming from. And what we then do is that we can respond when there is an emergency, for instance, where you require emergency service immediately. We then direct that call to the nearest central for one center. In fact, to the nearest police station, because right now when we divert the call to central for one, it goes to the Joburg central for one, not to the provincial central for one center. So what we've done is now we've got all the police stations, the closest police station to where the victim is calling from, and we call the nearest police station to them provide the service. Same with the ambulance services where those are required for emergency service.
We only hope that in your program one, you do have a monitoring so that we don't end up knowing that this is what is expected. And yet, it is not happening. People are suffering and dying in silence. So I think the duty will assist whichever area to have a monitoring, just to assess how many calls, what were the response, so that the questions, when the questions are asked by community, they are feeling that they are not necessarily being serviced in that particular area. So we can't go to them and say, we know the structure there, we know this is the number, but the person might rise and say, no, we tried many times, and it's not only us. So we would expect people to go to that, that monitoring is going to be the big issue in the department, so that we are always afloat with many things we can continue.
Just again, the administration spending aside, we had a fight with regards to the disbursements, because constantly every year we see that we're making disbursements, and we've eventually now agreed that we will fix these things, because year in year out we're making disbursements from the same program to the same program. So in the next financial, you'll see that we'll fix that baseline, that it remains mm-hmm. where the spending is like happening. Because what we found is that when we wanted to change the baseline, particularly this year, they were very strong rejecting the fact that we changed our baseline. And we were saying that year in, year out, you'll see that we've got huge vibrant into program one, we've got huge vibrant out of program three, because that's where we mainly take money from, out of program three into program five, into program one particularly. And we've been saying that we need to fix that up, because that is at the level at which program one is spending year in, year out, and also program two is spending year out, underspending year in, year out. So come next year, 17-18, you're going to fix those baselines that it reflects the spending patterns as where it is, because otherwise you're going to constantly come here and then ask why the big environment to the ministry, why the big environment in there. But that is actually, we've established that is actually the spending level at which the ministry will spend. That we reflected. So again,
when that big meeting comes of planning before you go to Trevor, will be key, because what Auditor General is asking us is that we are collaborating with you guys by ensuring that you budget for taking this lady to school. Before you can take the lady to school, you make environment. You give it to Mama Wiki to do something else. Mm. So you are actually funding someone else by a priority. Mm. We are not supposed to allow that. Mm. We have been warned about that. Mm. That's our duty. There's a big gap. If we allow you to budget for 20 employees, at the end of the day, you don't appoint those people. You take that fund, you continue and leave, because it's already with you. Mm-hmm. So it means, you know, we approved something else, but something else was implemented. Mm-hmm. Can you see our dilemma? Mm-hmm. So you can, but I think it's an issue that you must isolate and deal with it. Mm-hmm. Because we have been in many recommendations saying, Environment, oh no, environment. We understand your constraint and your dilemma, but on our side,
I'm standing to be corrected, because when you have, if the vote, the funds have been voted for a program, and you move that fund from that program to another one, you have to come back and ask for that. You have to follow the due processes for that, to do just that. So where I'm sitting, I'm wondering if they are following those processes. Mm. If Treasury is coming in and querying that they are not supposed to do that, then one would ask, I'm asking myself where I'm sitting, whether do they have followed the necessary procedures to do that, because Treasury has to be part of it. Somebody else has to approve that, because the funding has been voted for this program. Once you move it, I don't know the term, I don't want to use this term, environment, but I think it's deviation, the correct term, because you deviate on what you're supposed to do. You're taking funds from this one to that one. So I'm just wondering if DSD is following that process, Chairperson. Thank you.
It is simple, Treasury will say you don't need this other priority that you budgeted and did not implement, and therefore you went to fund something which was your priority. Then they just reduced flat, and when we come here, we find a department that said we were not given 100 million that we had requested. Because if you request something, you are not given, you continue implementing what you had budgeted for, it means you were capable. So that's where we are not able to engage Treasury and the appropriation committee, because they will tell us exactly that.
Mm.
we want to assist the department. We want to go to the appropriation committee. However, if we are having within ourselves gaps that we are not able to respond to, because I think it's on your shoulders, really, because the CFO cannot refuse if you are not saying whatever you agree I won't sign.
Mm.
And you are very young, really, to have that on your head. So we don't want your back, your to be turning.
Still on the same issue, because these things also turn out to be unauthorized expenditure. You know, when you go into something else. And if a person looks at the agent's report, a person picks up the irregular expenditure, unauthorized expenditure, and then they speak to, it could be fruitless and wasteful too. And therefore, I'm happy that everyone is on finance now. They know how to do their finances. We are studying. So that we can pick up these things and rectify. And I think at some time or the other, the way you are saying, chairperson, we should go, you know, when they go to the appropriations committee, social development, we have to be part of it. When they go to SCOFA, we have to be part of those meetings. Because I don't think other committees are receiving invitations, but I'm not sure whether we are receiving. Thank you.
You don't have to answer some of these things, not unless you want to correct something in what we have said. If you want to voice anything, this is a very important question for us, you can be able to. Is it a wrong meeting? Or you can go in front of us if there's a space here. What about that? Okay. Okay, really, if you want to actually make us feel comfortable, because these are totally issues when it comes to finances. We don't want to know you spent, you didn't spend, if you didn't meet the target only, but you want rationale and also the impact of what you have done for future funding of our funding.
Thank you so much, Chair. Maybe the CFO must shortly give us the way that the environments are because I mean that it looks as if we are all misunderstanding what we are supposed to do. We've been following the same process all the time ever since on the issue because we're doing it through the PFMA and the structure. Maybe he can explain it. He can explain it because I think there's a question that we have to be. He may help us. Because we've never been called on what we've done as vilified by SCOFA to deal with this. Maybe shortly give us then the call, then the correct
and comment. And without challenging you to do this, I think we also have taken matters up with the especially on program one. Because they have been asking, I'm giving an example, that it's right if you don't present it to me, because it's small money. Therefore, they focus on bigger programs. Our question is, we as this committee are not about large amounts of money, we are not business. All we are concerned about is the issue of control, risk management, sticking to your budget and your priorities, and at no stage, even if Treasury agrees, but it's not agreeable with us to budget for, and then we take that fund for traveling. That's very much unbecoming in terms of what we stand for. We can't allow, because when we look at priorities, we look at priorities, if we can engage with the minister on this one, that you can't budget for child support grant, and tomorrow you use it for paying. That's why I think the local government has failed us, because sometimes they'll take funds for housing and go and pay bonuses. And then it backfires to us, and we're supposed to say, we'll deal with treasury if he allows that. Because to appraise us, this is to say, we've got this crisis. The fund that we have is this, and the crisis we have is this, so that both of us, we can see it proper to for you to take it forward. I know what you are going to do today, but is that practical English and very technical? It's not political English.
Other members are not there.
What I want to say, I would like to listen to the 7% because we know about it. What is happening here, if you can have a environment the way Comrade Honorable Chair is, it means they don't have in that program 3 proper baseline. They don't have a baseline. Therefore you can take. So I want to listen to what they're going to tell me, the PFMA says so about the 7%. The only thing I want the department to do is to budget properly. Thank you.
I think you're very safe. It doesn't matter how big the English they might come out with, because you are moving from an informed position of a auditor general as a chairperson, because you had an opportunity that you need to be briefed. You are moving from that point that they can't be doing this. For administration, really, administration is not a core function of that department. It's not a core function of that department. So, really, if to me they were saying, we are doing the environment, taking money to social assistance, food security, or whatever, where they are going to deliver services to our people down there, then I would really be not having a problem. But I would have a problem if the core functions have to suffer. Then administration, which is not a core function, would have always year in, year out, you vary. You take money from this one, go into administration. Maybe the person really, they will also need to brief us exactly what they are doing with administration. We can't be calling and just say, is the guy within administration. But because we vote this fund, would really want to know if there are maybe special programs that are there in that they really need to take us on board if there are those programs that are being done within administration that makes administration to consume a lot of money within the budget. You said it, you are spot on. I can do it, Baba and Nebati, they are defending it because you are moving from a point of an informed position. Customs are in a committee. We're not coming to committee because we don't know. We are moving from an informed position. You see, this is what is happening, and it's not supposed to be happening. We cannot just be rubber stamping everything while we see that things are not going right.
Then proceed. No, this is just a principle. We were not actually debating on a particular item, but generally, you will find that you've got even your agencies, your SASA, your NGA, if they happen to do this thing of an irregular expenditure, we have an app on our case as this committee, if that tends to be an unauthorized, and therefore will have to be recovered from someone. So I'm just saying we are promoting awareness of that this department cannot rely on the MFA or PFMA, because PFMA is supposed to be influenced directly with what is necessary. It's allowed, but in our norms as this committee and what the department stands for. For example, an executive is given a ministerial envelope, isn't it, to use it. But because we know it's a senior member, a top member of government, that's why they have this, because they must use their moral understanding that
while I'm allowed to do ABC, but because of the state of my department, I won't do it. Knowing, for example, if you are supposed to go with your wife, DGs are invited with their wives, and you can say DGs, no, I won't bring my spouse or my wife, because this budget is very limited. I do know I'm allowed to do so. So I'm saying some things are not black and white, but are left to your responsibility given the position. So let's just leave this matter. We will deal it as we continue, because it's critical for us to state when we feel this is not going to be well taken by our people out there. We don't say anything. We always come back abantu ba. That's who we are. So can we continue?
Thank you so much, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I've just had a caucus with my CFO and said that don't read what the PFM may say because it may not help us anyway. So we the only thing that we can comment on is the one that he has mentioned earlier on saying that, which I think the people are saying too, that we need to budget correctly. And he has already said that we are in talks with Treasure where we want to correct. So that, because this is a standing thing that has been there all along since we've been going on in the department. So we need to re-budget correctly and take where we always take reduce that baseline and increase the baseline where the administration, because the administration is not just about the ministry only. There are about so many points that from the HR that is there, HCM that is there, the corporate services that is there, there is finance that is there, all these are falling into that space. Yes, of course, it looks like it is only the ministry that is pitching up, but of course we are still going to unbundle that and explain to the committee as to why it's appearing to be so. Though it was, we tried to explain it last time, that there are some programs that we write internationally that the minister is part of the deputy and Africa is part of. We'll unbundle all those things for the committee so that they will understand why then we feel that we need to adjust the baseline of administration and reduce maybe on the program 3. Can we leave it at that and say that we are allowed to do that by the committee?
That was a professional advice to you and to us as well. That is an ongoing debate. No one is being held for now. But Honorable Mamuwisi, I am reluctant to give you because you are not the only one who is using the toughest term. I've received a number of people wishing to do so. So please, my dear, can you...
One more question.
Yes, it's okay.
One more question. And it's just a bit practical for you. What it comes to asking the people, your fever, and the candidate, the chapter, okay?
Then can we proceed on that note? Because we have agreed that we are going to have a serious engagement and actually evaluate what priorities are and how do we respond in other emergencies coming up. Can we then proceed to all the people who respond to the
I just want to ask a very small question. There has been recently a report that said that of the many illegal abductions, accused or whatever, 5,000 of them have been refunded. I just want to know from this budget where does the refund come from, which just facilitate my reading of the information.
It's a straightforward question.
Honourable Chair, allow us to finalise the first tranche, because we have not finalised that. Then we will come to the second tranche, because it has already been asked. We are going to ask SASA to to finalize this first transfer question.
I won't amend anything in favor of time, please.
Okay. Mr. Nchipan, on the MPOs.
Thank you. Regarding the issue of the child protection register, CPI.
I will apologize if Aid is speaking up. I don't remember Umusa. Can you introduce yourself so that if you have been introduced, you don't have a problem? But if not, in that one.
Maybe I should do that with her. This Connie is in Geneva on the ship, so she's acting on her aspect. I'm sorry that it's not the introduction.
No, I was just saying that, but politely. Continue, sir.
Thank you, Chair. On the issue of the CPR, our IT is changing the program because it has been having a lot of challenges. They are changing from one program and migrating to another program. That is why we are talking about that. And also regarding the issue of alternative care, we did not have alternative care in the system. I requested that on alternative care be put in the system so that we can be able to track our children, that they are able to do inspection care. On the issue of the foster care grant, historically with the foster care grant, during the first quarter we always see a decline because children come out of school at the end of the year, and when they turn 18 or they come out of school, then the figures change. They always stabilize during the second quarter because of the transition of children getting out of the system.
And possibly they will be going into the system going forward because we have agreed that this committee to a program that if they are still learning whatever, they will, or they are old for that center, then the HOD will not come, the head of people will not come to us, but all go to the magistrate. We respect that, because I don't know what I'm calling, but I hear that.
Yes. That is also going to be changed in the children amendment bill. The issue of the children continuing education beyond age. Mm-hmm. 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 And then there was the issue of ECD, early childhood development. Early childhood development, the focus after the policy was approved in December. We have been doing capacity building with the provinces, but also we're aligning all our programs, the program of action, the comprehensive program, and developing an implementation plan for us to be able to implement the policy. But also we have been working with Treasury on a financing strategy of the policy. We are currently finalizing that with Treasury so that we look at how we finance ECD going forward for us to be able to have children access ECD universally so that every child will be able to access ECD, including children with disabilities, which is another area of challenge because we don't have enough information about children with disabilities.
This challenge is that you will have to repeat what you have done because you're talking to people who do not know what you are doing. You know all what you're talking about, you don't know. In reality, because the policy has not come forward, and what you are asking, because we had our own concerns that we had raised to say, well, how do you prioritize? Because seemingly, the Justice Dolopini continues to engulf us. And if you say, those have must continue to have, and they have not must continue not to have, because the issue here is if you want a norm, standard norm, it must be fenced. it must be accessible, it must be secured, it must have the right curriculum, universal, it must have educated practitioners, but what are we knowing about that? So please give us this information in the future. We will always be of value to deal with these matters. So you are right, you've given us what you need. Even the budget issue, you will go with the budget there. But if that budget is rejected, will we have how will we go and say you are undermining our transformation DG of treasure? Because this is a country's national priority, the children and our future. But if we don't have enough information as educated by you and assisted by you, we won't be able to help them. I think it's right, but I think you owe us this information and you owe us what budget you are presenting them, what plans you have put in place. Can you see? So let's go forward. We don't need an answer because we are not fighting about this. We are only advising you that take us on the same board so that we are equal in understanding the priorities of early childhood, all the matters that you raise. Because as you speak, there's no vaccine. Something is happening in every community, but it's not in line. For example, when you do this, your consultation, you call the same people that you say the NGOs. If you want to talk about children, you call those people. You don't call people outside that. This problem when you deal with NGOs, and then if you put an early childhood, ubiza abantu abakwi preschool, nabane NGOs, the preschool, who have got a different interest to other stakeholders out there. I don't know how we identify the who-be stakeholder. If you talk about business, you leave out those who buy from that particular shop, and you allow yourself, the government, to deal with those who sell to us. Because you should be getting our views as buyers, and then later on, you say to the shop business, our people are saying. But if the NGOs and the government, change will be very slow.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. I would have said in Zulu those that do not understand will get from those that understood. But what I wanted to say with those statements is that we have already agreed with the committee that we'll come, we're waiting for the invitation for us to come and discuss the issue of ECD policy, which Mama Wilson has been asking from last time. So we are awaiting the invitation. We'll be coming back to come and thoroughly deal with the ECD. I think all these questions that are coming through now will be answered at that particular time. Thank you so much, Chairperson, for indulgence. Can I request the acting CEO, SASSA, to deal with the issue of the deductions?
Thank you, DG, and thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Members. The question was whether the illegal deductions are from which budget are they happening? The illegal deductions are happening against the grants that are given to individuals. So what we do is that after establishing that this is a disputed, once the beneficiary loses a dispute, we call the service provider to refund the beneficiary. So it doesn't come directly from SASSA or from the department, but from the same person who expected the deduction.
That was the last question for Mama.
Honorable members, we are reaching the end and others want to go to other committees. However, I am afraid of Cesar and Mama Solis. We've got lunch today. So if that food you don't eat, it's going to burn to a future but at the same time, we would use the last few minutes when we wait for food to finish the minute. If that's the arrangement, it will be an informality. In this case, we will instruct the department to go out, but the logistic person will see what happens. Mama Wilson, I hope it will be something good.
Sorry, we were waiting for a second tranche, and I see now that we are, as you say, out of time. I just have a simple question, one on page 21. On legal services and security services, because we're overspent there. And on page 54, my other questions were all around policies and reviews and policies and reviews, which we've discussed with ECD. I think we need to monitor what's going on with policies that are being reviewed because they're not being discussed with us. Just on page 24, I'm sure my friend here can help me on the underspend on community development. It's not a question. It's again a non-compliance issue. My concern is we see in every report, we've trained so many, we've spoken to so many, we've trained so many, we've spoken to so many, we've trained so many NPOs, we've trained so many community development projects, we've trained, and yet in every report, we've underspent due to non-compliance, we're underspent due to non-compliance. There's a missing link, and that's just my concern. I just noticed that community development is underspent because of food relief, and it says again non-compliance. But I'm particularly interested in the legal services and the security services.
So the Honourable Member said it was not a question. I want an answer
on the legal services and security. I will have a chat to the gentleman from community services afterwards. Thank you.
Okay, Honourable,
thank you very much. With regards to the other expenditure on food relief, now it's planned, not another expenditure. We are running with the year April to March. We transfer money to non-profit organizations in non-provinces. So the plan is planned for second quarter and fourth quarter. Our agreement with Treasury was that we should not transfer all the money at once due to the capacity on the ground. So it's planned that on the second quarter we need to transfer, and on the fourth quarter, because we run it on a 10-month cycle. So it's not it will show as an unexpected because of how we report. But it's a planned unexpected on the food.
Chair, my apologies. That was my mistake. In actual fact, I was reading one thing from one thing and looking at something from another. Apology, Honourable Peter. Mistake was mine. Of course, not a non-compliant. I'm big enough to say I made a mistake today.
Very much. I think as we continue with difficult times, poor economy, limited budget, we will be required in how we manage the situation without any fallout. So I thank you very much for your apology. And then you still need an answer? Okay.
Jefferson, this goes back to what I tried to explain with regards to fixing of the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the areas that we need to fix. Legal, not so much, but security services, definitely. We haven't fixed this baseline, and that's why you constantly also see these violence coming in. What happens is also the department is growing, so we have to secure another facility, another building. It requires cleaning services, requires security services. We have not fixed this baseline. Hence, we've been saying that going forward next year, these baselines will be fixed. The issue about violence will be truly a thing of the past, will truly be where it is required in terms of Section 43 of the PFMA. Also, just the fact that where we do reduce, and we need to understand that these things are also historic, budgets are very historical, and it change over time. For instance, if we take Program 3, The reason why there's an underspend, we used to budget for a lot of litigation and crime in program 3. SASSA's not doing internal reconsideration. So before there's an appeal lodged, SASSA's dealing with it first. That has reduced the legal costs dramatically in our country. But we've been struggling to fix that baseline so that we take that money and put it where it belongs. And that's why you see that violence. So that's the historical thing. And I mean, for the last 2 years, we've been underspending in that regard because in the past we used to budget at least 20, 25 million for legal costs. On the other hand, the department is changing. There's new needs that come through. And we need to take that money there. And therefore, I'm saying, the issue about the violence to Program 1 is based on historical, it's based on the fight that we had, and we need to fix this baseline. But we, not members, don't feel that we're taking money away, robbing Paul to pay Peter. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's purely to make sure that we put the money where the priority, where the priorities are.
Sometimes the point of order, because man, I've got a little bit of money, the person I'm buying compel us to come in and ask a lot of questions.
Chair, I was going to say that I was looking at him. I said I was trained in a sales environment. Once you lock the sales, you don't open it up for patrons to leave. That's what I want. Thank you so much, Chair, for the indulgence.
And thank you for your intervention. Honourable members, because I was already feeling members beginning to show an interest in engaging into the matter. So can we then say we thank you for your input, your cooperation and our participation in your program. We believe you're going to have your own homework and begin to deal with the issues that seem to be worrying honorable members. When I say so, the meeting is formally adjourned and until we meet, but then in the logistic part, whether they do have food, will be something else, but our meeting has come to an end, but we'll deal with the minutes as in committee, because it's our minutes, so we can allow it. Thank you, Didri. Thank you, Office of the Minister, and so on. Thank you very much. We have, but they can go out so that we can relax. Whatever takes place
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Okay, yes, I understand. We might Thank you.